Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
This land is yours.
Yes, it is. And Rumsfeld is resigning. Rummy.
From the Redwood Forest.
Was made for me.
I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond desert.
Rockin' A, Mary!
A voice was singing. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
This land is my land.
From California.
Together, New York Island,
from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
Thank God! Praise the Lord!
This land was made for you and me. This land is
your land.
This land is
my land. From California, where Jerry Brown won.
New York Island, from the Redwood Forest
to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land was made for you and me.
Oh, it was, and it's ours again. It is.
I was strolling. And the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. As the fog was lifting, a voice was saying, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
Okay, I think we've had enough of that. Okay, man, Rumsfeld stepping down, and does Congress have to okay the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates? Former head of the CIA. I don't know. Is that a good idea, Robert Gates? I don't know anything about Rob. You know, I said I was never going to listen to Rush again. But I did. Because I just had to hear what he was going to say today. I was listening this morning to Almost Famous Barry, whatever his name is, in Phoenix, where it's 90, and he's like, what does he say? He calls himself a conservatarian. He's like, you know, a libertarian conservative. And even Rush, the conservatives are not all that hysterical about what happened, that, you know, we got the House, and it looks like we probably have the Senate. Still a little iffy. So, you know, Barry out of KFYI, he was like calm. You know, he wasn't all in hysterics. Because my boss Dave was saying, you know, you realized what we've achieved. Now we get blamed for everything. All the problems, all these insolvable problems that Bush created, we're going to get blamed if they don't get solved. So we better really get our crap together here. But it's fabulous. Don Sherwood, my favorite, I had a mistress, but I never beat her. He lost. Kurt Weldon, Mr. Abel Danger. He lost. Sue Kelly lost to John Hall of Orleans. Now, I'm wondering, there are absentee ballots and there are provisional ballots, and some of these races were close. I'm wondering if, like, as they count all these other ballots, if maybe the numbers aren't going to change. You know, like, maybe it'll be 32. Maybe it'll be 26. You know, because so many people did early voting and, you know, the absentee. All right. Gates. He could be. Holy cow, that Wikipedia! I can't believe this! They already updated the Wikipedia to say that Robert Gates is being nominated to be the Secretary of Defense. He was director of the CIA from November 1991 till January 1993. He is currently the president of Texas A&M and the national president and the president of the National Eagle Scout Association. My brother-in-law was an Eagle Scout. I can't believe how they, I don't know. I really don't know. He was in the National Security Council for 9 years. He wrote a memoir, Texas A&M. All right. I have Gates committed to remain as president of A&M. Bush offered the position of United States Director of National Intelligence to him, but he had committed to staying at Texas A&M. So I guess he's a man who keeps his word. That's a good thing. I have no idea. I'm sure Ross Story is something. will tell us more about Robert Gates than we ever hoped to learn. Or probably even wanted to know. So politically, what is going on? Politically, this is horrible. I mean, it's like great. But isn't this kind of like the Republicans woke up this morning and said, that's it. We're like giving up. Now, what I think happened, all right, here's what I think happened. Here's the scenario that I met. You know, it's so funny how Rush said there's a rumor Bush is going to have a big announcement that Rumsfeld is resigning. And he had to have known. He had to have known. Here's what I think. I would imagine that Rumsfeld said to Bush, if they take over, I'm not staying. And Bush said to Rumsfeld, you selfish bastard, what is this going to look like politically for you to resign the day after the election? And Rumsfeld goes, I don't care what it looks like politically because I only care about myself. That's what I think happened. I don't think Bush pushed him out. I think Bush probably tried anything to get Rumsfeld to stay. Because doesn't this look terrible? This looks like we give up. That's it. We're finished. We're finished. Even now, as Dick Cheney on his hunting trip is planning the next terrorist attack. I'm telling you, when it happens between now and 2008, everyone's going to say, well, it was 2001 and it's 7 years. Remember, it was seven or 8 years between 1993 and 2001. So that's so the perfect timing would be between now and 2008. But I absolutely believe this. They have to have another terrorist attack so they can blame the Democrats. They're going to say, see, so they can take everything back. This is like a lull. Between now and 2008, they'll stage another terrorist attack. For whenever they think it'll have maximum impact on 2008, for them to take back the House, the Senate, and get another, asshole elected the president. I really believe that. I mean, they kill a million of us to get back this power. I guess you can still get graft and corruption even if you're not the party in power. But they're going to be jealous by 2008 of all the extra graft and corruption the Democrats are getting. Wow, Rumsfeld. I can bet anything. You see what a selfish son of a bitch he is? This has to just be him. Hey, Donnie, Rummy, you know something? You can be investigated even after you resign. What does he think? He's not going to be investigated? In fact, he'll have less reason to say, I'm not honoring your subpoena. He'll be a private citizen. So what are they going to do then? What are they going to do then? You'll still be investigated, you sack of crap. Wow. You think Bush will resign? How many subpoenas will Bush have to get? But he won't testify. Cheney already said that the other day. George Stephanopoulos said, well, what about when you're subpoenaed if they take over? And he said, I'm not testifying. I don't have to. And they don't. They actually don't. All right, so that's even a bigger piece of news. It's even a bigger piece of news. Scott in Ohio.
Yeah, hey, Lynn.
What's up?
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys as much as I can every day. At least as long as I'm in the truck, but I'm fixing that come Christmas. I'm putting a Sirius in the car. That way, when I'm even not in the truck, I'll still have a Sirius in the car.
Oh, good. And that extra subscription costs even less.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already had two on there because I got my parents both Sirius, so I added two more already. So.
Oh, so, and those cost nothing.
On every one, I'd be down to like $1.50 by now. But anyway, hey, on the top of this, top of the album, they announced Alan lost in Montana. He's done now in Montana.
No, Conrad Burns lost Montana.
Burns in Montana. So Webb claiming Virginia gives us 51. We now have the Senate.
Well, yes, except that Webb saying he won doesn't mean that he quite won yet.
He has an 8,000 vote lead right now.
Yeah, I know he probably does, but I'd rather hear like the state of Virginia say it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be better, but as far as it looks right now, we have the Senate. So we'll have some power over Bush where we can actually put some of this shit back the way it was.
Yeah, like the Constitution. Maybe we can get habeas corpus back.
Yeah, and get our property rights back with this coming in and taking away property because they can make more tax revenue on it. Get some accountability with Halliburton and Cheney and all.
Oh, yeah, it's the accountability.
Yeah, they keep claiming, oh, it's my fault. I'll take responsibility for it. Responsibility doesn't mean anything without consequences. I take responsibility, okay, then lose your job. Taking responsibility for it doesn't mean anything unless there's some consequences. And this yesterday is what we told the president was, there are consequences for this. You took responsibility for it, great. Now take responsibility for it.
That's right. You know, this may show how they think. Because this thing about Rumsfeld.
Yep, the president should stand up and claim responsibility for this election. That he burdened the Republicans with this war in Iraq. That they had to make that the biggest issue. I want to see him stand up and take responsibility.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Well, you know, don't be holding your breath.
Well, I will be until 2008, because then there are consequences for his actions again.
Well, I'll hold my breath until he's in The Hague being tried as a war criminal.
I'm telling you, he really should. We invaded a country and turned it into an absolute disaster.
There's I know.
No excuse.
I know.
There's no excuse. I mean, he really should be tried as a war criminal.
Well, I'm all for that.
That's entirely possible. I'd vote for it in a heartbeat.
Okay. Thanks, son. Bye. You know, this is another theory about Rumsfeld resigning, because we don't know yet. We may never know the conversations that went on. But if they think, now what this is going to do is everyone's going to stop talking about the Democrats taking over the House and probably the Senate. This is like changing the discussion. And this is playing on the stupidity of the media that will never connect, you know, that probably won't connect the two stories. Oh, look at that. The Democrats won. And coincidentally, the morning after the Democrats won, the Secretary of Defense, who even the Republicans can't stand, has resigned. They think people are just going to now talk about the resignation of Rumsfeld instead of the Democrats resigning. So you see how they can't think? These people could never play chess. because they're going for the immediate thing. The immediate news cycle will change from the Democrats won everything to Rumsfeld has resigned. Whereas long term, it looks very fishy. They're not thinking about the long term conversation of why would the Secretary of Defense resign the day after the Democrats win? Isn't that a little fishy? Doesn't that look like they're either giving up or he's so afraid of being investigated or something or thrown out or, you know. So they're going for the immediate satisfaction. And that's like the key to the whole way they've governed. It's the key to every, oh, let's attack Iraq. That looked nice, you know, for the 5 minutes. You know, when you saw, you know, it was all green and it all looked like some video game. I guess that looked okay. They can't plan ahead. They can't plan. Oh, a hurricane is going to hit Louisiana. And what did they do? They bought some bottled water. Remember? But they couldn't plan ahead to actually do anything to help anybody. They just did whatever looked good immediately. What an incredible, oh my God. I'm not going to miss Criminal Minds tonight to watch Hannity and Combs, though. I'll tell you that. Sean must be ripping the hair out of his head. Ripping the dyed hair right out of your head, Sean. All right, we'll take a break and I'll take your calls. You're all as anxious to talk as I am, I guess. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Tom Hartman.
You have $550 billion, and you divide that by a million, is 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
I'm trying to update. Oh, my God. And you know the other thing? We have the most governors now for the first time in I forget how many years. 28 of the governors are Democrats. And that hasn't been for a very long time. And here's the Air America talking point statistic, they keep saying. But it's a great statistic. This is even better than it looks, okay? Not one Democratic incumbent lost a seat. Now, that's spectacular. It wasn't like a few Democrats lost, you know, but more Republicans lost and we made it. Not one Democratic incumbent was voted out of office. How about that? Oh, God, Cheney really better attack us soon, because can you imagine they're just sitting there saying those fucking stupid people? You know, they don't think much of us anyway, because we're not rich enough. But now they must really hate. Oh, they deserve it. We 3,000. The next time, we better, like, you know, kill a million of them, since they never liked us anyway. All right, I'm never going to remember what I typed here. I'm going to go home and say, what does this mean? Wait, I have to finish this because I can't take a call because I can't work with two screens. Nor can I stop sneezing. I think they poisoned the air in New York, by the way. That's my theory. And Massachusetts has a black governor. Massachusetts has a black... How many black people are there? I mean, there's like places near Boston that are very black. But Massachusetts, what is... I wonder what the black population of Massachusetts... It's not very many. But my mother's candidate, he won. The black guy. But he's not like a regular black guy. He's like a really rich black guy. Really rich. So that's nice. And Jerry Brown won. How can you go wrong with Jerry Brown in any office? Mitchell in New Jersey.
Hi, Lynn. Wasn't it wonderful today how Bush finally said that he's going to work in a bipartisan manner with the Democrats?
Yeah, but he's full of crap because, remember...
Oh, absolutely. He's single leg. Of course he's full of crap.
He was going to be a uniter and not a divider. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, I was thinking about, like, what can the Democrats really do? I mean, if you really look at this logically, assuming their roles as the heads of the House and possibly the Senate. Well, first of all, if they just have the House, they're not going to get any legislation up for a presidential signature because they'll block everything in the Senate. And they'll just fight everything.
I don't know about that because, you know, Lieberman counts as an independent, and Bernie Sanders counts as an independent, and Bernie Sanders certainly is going to be with the Democrats, and Lieberman is sometimes going to be with the Democrats.
Right. Lieberman's more of a Republican than a Democrat in my eyes.
Well, yeah, but Bernie Sanders is, you know, like a communist.
Oh, yeah, Bernie Sanders is great.
Poor Dick Cheney, he'll never be able to leave Washington again.
That's
he's going to have to, like, they're going to have to, his poor little pacemaker is going to wear out, you know, while he's running back and forth to the Hill to vote.
Very true. Now, if they get both House, if they get the Senate and the House, then... You know, then we're going to see Bush's veto pen, or, you know...
The veto pen that he's never found yet.
Except in stem cell research.
Yes.
Or we're going to see a lot of these presidential signing statements, you know. So I think the real...
No, not signing statements. He's going to do... Look, and we can't complain, because what did Clinton do when he wanted to do things nobody wanted? Executive orders. Bush probably already has 10,000 executive orders written.
That's a good point. And also, I would pay attention to what the Congress does in this period leading up to inauguration. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they start to sneak some legislative bills through in the middle of the night. But what the main power that I see that they have is oversight hearings. And I don't understand for the life of me how Nancy Pelosi can get on 60 Minutes and commit to not... having any kind of impeachment hearings, when clearly there were tremendous crimes and impeachable crimes committed against the
United States. Well, people, I've heard people say that they think her point was that you can't just, prior to an investigation, say you're going to be impeaching him. That maybe she's thinking, we'll do the investigations, and then as we investigate, it'll become so crystal clear that he committed impeachable offenses that everybody in the whole country will be yelling to impeach him.
But isn't the impeachment process similar, if you make an analogy, similar to an indictment process
yes.
in a grand jury,
yes.
where you would look to find evidence
yes, but,
and
but,
in an investigation.
Look, everybody is yelling, Nancy Pelosi, you know, the first woman. The fact is, what is Nancy Pelosi? To me, she's a political hack. She's another political hack.
You're right. And I don't know what kind of power she has. I don't. She's not. Gonna
they have. I'll tell you something. If they know how to use their power, if they know how to use it, the thing about Bush is Bush never worked with the Republican Congress. He couldn't stand them either.
No.
All the Republicans said that. He never consulted with them. He never talked to them. He doesn't have any regard for Congress to begin with. He thinks he's the king.
No, he held the purse strings for Congress, and they doled out all the money for Congress to get reelected. So basically, they were going to rubber stamp anything he wanted.
Yeah, but he had no regard for them.
Oh, no.
They were Republicans, so he certainly isn't going to have any regard for these people. But I think she's just a hack. She may be a good enough politician that she can wield all the power. But, I mean, I certainly don't expect her to do anything that I'm going to go, oh, good way to go, Nancy.
No, she's not a Jerry Brown or a Russ Feingold
she's a hack.
I do think that John Conyers is going to really be...
I hope he punches around.
You know, I think he's going to have a position of tremendous power, and I really do hope that they have a lot of hearings, and, you know, whether they start out with impeachment or not, it's not really the issue. But they have to look into what has been going on here, because they have systematically tried to disassemble the Constitution and undermine the whole process of the American government, and it's got to be stopped.
Well, we have at least a chance. You know, I don't want to start out the first day with my cynical self. But, you know, I don't have much hope that they're going to do anything fabulous. But at least it's ours again. You know, at least we have a chance to do something.
Well, we certainly have a chance to block a lot of the ridiculous things that are coming out of the White House now. Except,
well, they were going to try to prime... They were going to try to privatize Social Security again. Ken Mellman was talking about that last night. So at least, hopefully, we can put a stop to that.
Yeah, so this way we can have barely enough to survive on when we reach the...
Instead of not having anything.
Yeah, that's true. But, there's going to be a lot of, Bush is going to put forth ridiculous legislation, and he's going to call the Democrats obstructionists, and,
I think the word obstructionist is key for the next 2 years. That's the big word.
Yeah, how did he's getting it in his lexicon, and, it'll be...
And the other phrase, this phrase they all have now, San Francisco values.
Oh, right.
You know, where I don't know what they are talking... Do you know Nancy Pelosi has 5 children? She has, like, I don't know, 400 grandchildren. And they paint this woman as some kind of, like, renegade, sexually loose hippie or something.
Yeah,
and all that woman did was bang out one child after another.
that's true. Hey, did you hear that Mike Savage, the lunatic, psychotic, actually contributed $5,000 to Jerry Brown?
Yes, I did. I actually did. I saw it about a week after it happened.
And he went apoplectic. I heard him on the air. He went apoplectic because there was a reporter, calling him liberal and that, he's a clown.
Well, I'll tell you something. I go back to 1992 with Jerry Brown, and I worked on his campaign. Jerry Brown is not a liberal. That is what everybody misunderstands about Jerry Brown. I don't know what you would call Jerry Brown, but ask the people when he was the mayor of Oakland. That guy is not a liberal. He has a guy working with him. His closest advisor, this guy Jacques somebody, was with the French army in Algeria. And this guy, Jerry Brown's closest friend for like 40 years, at the drop of a hat, will tell you how he murdered people with his bare hands. So do you think Jerry Brown's a liberal with a main advisor who's murdered people with his bare hands?
No, I think Jerry Brown, though, is...
A nut! But he's very smart nut.
Yeah, I mean, with his flat tax plan and his, he, you know, was supporting universal health care and then, you know, I mean, he gets it. I think he definitely
Well,
gets
he's
it.
In no way a liberal. So, you know, I could see Savage, I could see Michael Savage supporting him and I could see me supporting him because he's like a really nutty guy. I got to run, babe.
Take care.
Thank you. All right, everybody wants to talk for like 2 hours. And I'm the only one who gets to do that. Roger in Tennessee, where Harold Ford didn't get elected.
Hey, true.
But he came close.
It was. You're very close. My concern is, when is Mark Foley coming out of rehab? And I don't want to let the heat off of the investigation into the Page scandal. I want to.
Couldn't we first investigate why we have no habeas corpus? There's so many more important investigations. I don't think there was a Page scandal myself.
Okay.
He never had sex with any of them. So where was the scandal? I never saw the scandal. In fact,
he had people come forward though that said that they did have sex with him.
Yeah, after they were 18.
I see, yeah.
He never had sex with anybody under 18. You know, you could say it's sleazy and it wasn't the right thing to do, but he never had sex with anybody under the age of 16, never. He really didn't. And I'll tell you something. I was rooting for two Republicans last night. You're all going to hate me. I wanted the Republican running for Foley's seat to win. I really did. Because that poor guy running, his name wasn't on the ballot. Everybody had to go, but if you're voting for Foley, you're really voting for Negron. And I felt so sorry for that guy. I wanted him to win. But he didn't. The seat went Democratic. So there you go. Thank you, dear. Since you seem to have stopped speaking or I'm talking over you to the point where you think you can't get a word in. I don't know why. I just felt sorry. How would you like to run for a seat where your name is not on the ballot? And somebody who everybody believes is a child molester. I mean, it's like if Garrett were running and they said, but the thing is, when you go to vote, you're not going to see Garrett Andrus's name. You're going to see, it's going to say Michael Jackson. And, of course, the other Republican that I'm really sorry lost is in New York for Attorney General is Jeanine Pirro, who I went out and I voted for her. I tried. I voted for her. I voted for that shithead Maliki McCourt for governor. Maliki is such a... Maybe now that he stopped drinking, he's nicer, but what a nasty guy. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left. The price of gas is going up already, somebody's saying. Oh, yeah, that's another thing that's going to happen. What do you think gas is going to cost by Christmas? You think it'll be back up to like $2.80 by Christmas? Got to start going right up today. Immediate. Say the Democrats. You elected the Democrats? Look at what your gas costs again. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Have you read or seen the latest? There's more good news for those with arthritis and joint or back pain. Results from a recent study report that a group of orthopedic doctors rated Aleve as the number one most effective over-the-counter brand when it comes to relief of minor arthritis pain. That's right. Aleve was rated number one for pain relief by orthopedic doctors. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed. Survey of 260 orthopedic surgeons conducted April 2006.
Does your son have the dream of playing football? Now you can help him succeed. Introducing Backyard Drills with Bill Parcells, the most powerful and exciting inside pro football coaching video ever offered.
Hi, I'm Bill Parcells, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll be your head coach for Backyard Drills Football DVD.
Imagine Bill Parcells and players like Daryl Moose Johnson, Anthony Munoz, Tim Brown, and many others, teaching you techniques taught to the pros. Want to help your child succeed in football? Then order Backyard Drills today and try it for 30 days absolutely risk-free. All 22 positions. Plus, you'll get 2 free bonus DVDs, sports nutrition, and special teams. All 4 DVDs over 6.5 hours of pro coaching secrets. Yours to try for 30 days absolutely risk-free. Call 1-800-750-1332. Not available in stores makes a great gift, so call now for this limited time offer. Call 1-800-750-1332. That's 1-800-750-1332.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right. Good conspiracy theory, but all your facts were wrong. The person who said Bush will nominate Lieberman to be defense secretary, that was a rumor, you know. There actually was a rumor for ages that Bush was going to make Lieberman. Oh, I'm the secretary of defense. Oh, Hadassah hit them. He stopped sounding so whiny Jew. You notice at the end? When he really wanted to win, he didn't sound like such a whining little Jew boy, Lieberman. All right, we always like these stories. We enjoy these, and this is a particularly good one. Dead woman wins county commissioner race. South Dakota. But she's been dead for 2 months. Usually they die like sooner than that. You know, where people don't know they're dead. I mean, here, everybody admits, they said, well, everybody knew she was dead because this was a total number of votes of 164. She got 100, the dead lady. Marie Steichen of Woonsocket got 100 votes, defeating incumbent Republican Merlin Feistner of Woonsocket. He only got 64 votes. So they think the county board has to meet to appoint a replacement. And she said the voters knew that Steichen had died. They just had a chance to make a change, and we respect their opinion. Well, what would you do? All right, think about it. What would you do if you were going to vote and your choice was between some Republican who you really don't like and a dead person? I would vote for the dead person. You know, it really doesn't have to be where you're saying, oh, people are so stupid they didn't know she was dead. You're just going, I don't want this guy, even though he's alive. I want the dead person. I absolutely understand that, totally. Dan in Louisville.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Okay, good day. So. We had a good day.
I'm a dancing down here around Louisville, Kentucky, I tell you. I think you're absolutely right about Rumsfeld. You remember the other day when King George II decided that he wanted Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, which I think is interesting to add him into the mix, for the next 2 years?
Oh, yes.
He just had a speech. Right, his little statement on, I was watching Fox, because I think Fox is very funny today. And a reporter stood up and asked, well, you didn't know about this just the other day. You said you wanted to keep Rumsfeld. And he actually stood there and admitted, no, that was a lie. I was just saying that to try and get you onto another question.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly
well,
what
I particularly like when he said Cheney is going to stay because we won't kind of, everybody's going, excuse me, isn't Cheney the elected vice president?
Yeah. Was there some question about him leaving or somebody calling for his resignation?
Oh, so, because, well, politically, it really, except for momentarily, when everybody will stop talking about the Democrats winning, it doesn't look good that the Democrats win and Rumsfeld leaves, does it?
No, the very next day. And
the next day, it's when you think about it, it's like 12 hours later. Yeah. I mean, from when we knew we won the House, it's like 12 hours later, the guy everybody hates leaves.
He had to have come to him and said, if these guys win, I'm leaving.
I
think it was after the announcement. I think it was after George Bush said he wanted to keep him around for 2 years. He came charging over there.
Maybe Cheney told him he was going to resign too.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Or he told him he was going to keel over in the next couple of months.
But I don't understand it because it would seem to me by staying in your job, you have more protection against being investigated. What is Rumsfeld's protection once he's a private citizen?
Maybe he got an offer too good to refuse from some private corporation.
Maybe he's going to go run Iraq.
Or he's going to go run, what's the company?
Bechtel, Halliburton.
Yeah.
Go work for a war profit. Well, he already owns stock in the phony bird flu vaccine company.
Yeah, of course. Don't they all? Anyway,
no.
I gotta go, Lenny.
Okay.
Dance around.
Okay, go dance around Louisville. I'm sure they'll just love it. Wear a bulletproof vest.
Okay.
Bye. I'm sure. By the way, my new most beloved state, which is Arizona. I mean, I guess it would be Florida again if anybody who lived in Florida wanted to see me again, but they don't. Arizona. I'll tell you why I love it, because they're all crazy in Arizona. I believe they are the only state with gay marriage on the ballot who voted against banning gay marriage. Arizona voted against banning gay marriage. Now, they did have 19 referendums on the ballot, so maybe they, by the time they got to the gay marriage, they didn't know what they were doing. But they voted against banning gay marriage in Arizona. But they voted to make English the official language. No fucking habla español in Arizona. Way to go. So you can get married to your gay partner in Arizona, but don't try to have a ceremony in another language than English. What a whack out state. Pete in Utah.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
What's up? Well, we got this House, probably the Senate. Goodbye, Rummy. It doesn't get any better than that. But I do want to bring up something you mentioned a while ago. It was about another attack.
Oh, sure.
How many people, I haven't heard this mentioned, I'm sure it has been, but have gone to Google and watched Loose Change. It's about an hour and a half documentary. I think everybody should see that about 9/11. I think there's a lot of information there that'll just scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, well, I just wish somebody would figure out how they're going to do the next one so we can stop them.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see them nail somebody for this first one because it's pretty obvious if you watch that closely, there's a whole lot of stuff happened that we don't know about or we're not supposed to know about.
Oh, I know. It's everybody should watch Loose Change and then go to all those millions of websites.
That's right.
Scholars and professors for 9/11 Truth. I forget the names of all of them.
Yeah, it's really great. Well, Lynn, I don't want to keep everybody else wants to talk to you. I love your show. You keep up the good work. We need more like you out there every day. I love you.
Thank you. Bye. See, I'm one person who is not taking any credit. You know, I can't stand after elections when the Republicans win and, like, Rush thinks he did it and Sean thinks he did it and already today Air America thinks they did this. Air America thinks they did it. You know something? I don't think I did it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I don't think that I convinced one person to go out and vote for a Democrat. I am not taking any credit. None at all. Tony in Michigan or Missouri?
Michigan.
Michigan. Thank you.
How you doing, Lynn?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm also dancing a jig up here in Michigan.
Okay, we have all these dancing men. Watch out where you're doing it.
Well, hey, I wanted to tell you the price of gas Saturday here was $2.14 a gallon. Today it's $2.56 a gallon.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I have no doubt that it's going to start going up. I mean, I'm sure they can suppress the price of gas when they want and then jack it up.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that they had something, you know, they're in the pockets of all the Republicans and everything, and
well, and Bush is friends with Prince Bandar. I'm telling you, they're going to try to screw us now, because now they just hate the people. They hate the people because the people got rid of them.
Yes, I know it. But,
so now they're going to come after us.
Yeah, but we had a pretty big victory up here in Michigan too. Our Democratic governor, she won almost 18% over her Republican opponent.
Wow. And she is now one of 28 Democratic governors. 28 out of 50 states.
Yep. And I live in a Republican county, and every single Democrat won in my county, which is unheard of for an election.
Yeah, this was really huge, because this really is just people fed up. I don't think this is rabid Democrats, fanatic Democrats. I think this is just regular people who've had enough. They can't afford health care. They never get a raise. You know, everything costs more. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
This is
people
not
are fed
fanatic.
Up. They've had enough.
And, okay. Well, let's fix some everything.
Exactly. Have a good day, Lynn.
Okay, you too, dear. I really think that they're trying to make it like, oh, the San Francisco values won, and, the left-wing part of the Democratic. I don't think that's what happened. People are sick of the war. Do you know that they're raising all the prices of orange juice like 20%? Or that with the new raise of orange juice, it will be, for the year, a 20% raise in the price of juice. Because apparently, you know, all the hurricanes, there were no hurricanes in Florida this year, but there were the previous 2 years. And when you destroy orange trees, they don't grow back in 5 minutes. You know, so that if a year or two ago, groves of oranges were destroyed, you're still having fewer oranges. So, there's inflation, the price of health care outpacing the increase in wages, the widening gap between the rich and the poor. There are so many things for people to be unhappy about. You know, Russia's everybody's getting a tax raise. They're going to let all these tax cuts expire. No, Rush. It would be you and your friends. It would be you and your friends. You know, and some of your friends can say, if I have to pay any more taxes, I'm retiring. Retire? Who gives a shit? You know, you could all retire. For my money. Wouldn't that be great, Rush, Sean? Goodbye! All of you. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
Hi, this is Candace Bushnell. I'm the author of Sex in the City, and I'm the host of Sex, Success, and Sensibility.
But we mostly seem to talk about sex.
Because your husband's hot.
Oh, my God.
Your husband is sexy.
Especially when he's, opening his wallet. Totally sexy.
Oh, one of the things that I do always encourage women to do is explore your life.
The Candace Bushnell Show, Sex, Success, and Sensibility.
Ew!
Thursdays from 5 to 7 Eastern Time.
Sweetie, that is so outrageous.
On Sirius Stars 102. Can't wait to hear from you.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-390-0422. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now.
Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-390-0422. That's 800-390-0422.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay-bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey, go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh! Ah! Hey,
penalty box, rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. 9 p.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Who is the person I'm going to for 21 minutes that has, I don't see a name or anything? Larry in Mississippi.
Oh, this is me. How you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your name wasn't there. I don't know, we had a glitch.
Larry, yeah, because I had to call back a second time. So I just want to make this fast, just so you know, I listen to you every day. You're really good at what you do, and you make the day go by, so I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I just want to make a comment maybe about Rumsfeld and what they talk about all the time. Well, Rumsfeld's finally done it instead of what they talk about. You know what he did, right? You know what Rumsfeld did today when he's resigning, right?
What?
He cut and run.
Oh, you know, I never would have thought of that. Oh, you're so brilliant.
So I wanted to let you know.
Oh, I wish I had thought of that. Oh, my God, you're a genius. He did. He cut and run.
So I just thought I'd give you a little bit of that and tell you, you do a great job, Len.
Thank you. And thank you for that line. I'll show you what a great job I do. I'm going to say goodbye to you and steal your thought. Okay.
Very thanks. Good. You can have it.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Angelo in New Jersey.
Yeah, how you doing? This is the first time I listened to this Talk Left station.
Yes.
Turned it on, and I can't even stomach what you're talking about. You brought up this thing in Arizona with voting down gay marriage. I mean, that puts a huge problem on the healthcare system, gay marriage, and they have a huge
problem. Why does gay marriage put a huge problem on the healthcare system?
Because if they're going to be married, then you're going to have problems with people collecting health insurance on their other people's insurance plans.
Well, what about straight marriage?
That's a little bit different, isn't it?
What? No!
I mean, you could have people living together and claiming they're married and getting married, and I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Oh, okay. Then you're talking about the making English the official language. You don't think English should be the official language of this country?
Were you listening to what I said?
To some extent. Your voice goes through me like a
dagger. Oh, please, you're from New Jersey. You didn't even hear what I said. I said I love them because they made English the official language.
Okay,
I wish we'd make English the official language of the whole country.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, well, you're such a genius already. Go ahead.
So the Republicans are raising the price of orange juice to get back at the people?
No, because there were hurricanes. That's it happens to be something that's happening.
Right.
I didn't connect the two things. You see, if you're going to listen and criticize, you need to listen more closely.
Right. Well, you made it sound like someone refers to gas prices going up in whatever state.
And that made me think of prices going up.
Right.
And I said an orange juice is going up. I know, but the thoughts were not, they were not connected, dear. Angelo, they were not connected.
But let me ask you,
and I was happy they made English the official language. Try for three strikes.
Okay. Do you honestly think the Republican president that we have is going to make prices go up now because of the way the elections turned out?
No, they'll just stage another terrorist attack.
Who will?
The government.
Oh, my God.
The way they did 9/11.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. They did 9/11. Who did 9/11?
Are you really?
Who do you think did 9/11?
Who do you don't know who did?
I do know who did.
Wasn't it proven to you who did that?
No, it's been proven to me who did 9/11. It was the government did 9/11.
Oh, that's sick. I mean, to even insinuate something like that is...
I'm not insinuating it. I'm saying it. I believe that the government probably did 9/11 and at the very least allowed 9/11.
Allowed it? How did they allow
it? Well, that they knew it was going to happen and they didn't stop it. They deliberately didn't stop it.
Well, now that, you're going back to Bill Clinton time when you're talking now, also.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. AP Radio News. Live from the White House, I'm Mark Smith.
After a series of thoughtful conversations, Secretary Rumsfeld and I agreed that the timing is right for new leadership at the Pentagon.
The move comes a day after big election gains by Democrats who denounced Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's handling of the Iraq War. But at a news conference, President Bush praised Rumsfeld's 6 years at the Pentagon and at the same time named a replacement.
I've asked Bob Gates to serve as the Secretary of Defense. Bob is a former director of the CIA and current president of Texas A&M University.
Just last week, Bush said he wanted Rumsfeld to stay through the end, but today he said he just didn't want the decision caught up in the campaign. Meantime, Bush acknowledges his party took a thumping in yesterday's vote, and Iraq's a big reason. But he's warning terrorists, do not be joyful. I'm Mark Smith, live at the White House. Now with more news, here's Tim McGuire.
Another Republican casualty, House Speaker Dennis Hastert, the Illinois congressman telling fellow GOP lawmakers during a conference call earlier today that he will not run for minority leader when the Democrats take over in January. Democrats have at least a share of power in the Senate. Montana Republican Conrad Burns falling to Democratic challenger John Tester, giving them control of 50 seats in the chamber. Democratic leader Harry Reid says there's a need for both parties to get along.
We want to do things on a bipartisan basis.
One undecided race remains. Results in Virginia might not be known until sometime next month. Democrat Jim Webb, who's already claimed victory, holds a narrow lead over incumbent Republican George Allen. Election officials canvassing vote tallies today there, and Anna Allen campaign advisor Ed Gillespie says there may be a call for a recount.
Votes will shift. They can shift any number of ways. It is conceivable to me that on November 27, you may be asking Mr. Webb whether he will be seeking a recount.
Life in prison for convicted sniper Lee Boyd Malvo in Maryland. This is AP Radio News. University of Miami defensive end Brian Pata was gunned down in the parking lot of his apartment complex last night. Hurricane head coach Larry Coker says Pata, a senior, was a team leader.
Very pleasant to be around. Just his work ethic, the smile he had on his face. That's what I'll remember.
Police investigators are not talking about a possible motive or suspects in the case. Two women were warned away from the beach during a Pacific Northwest storm yesterday. Today, authorities in Oregon say they have recovered one body. Heavy rain causing widespread flooding in Oregon and Washington State. That's where Deputy Stacy Brown with the Lewis County Sheriff's Department says crews have been busy rescuing people from the high water.
Most of the people that were stuck in their homes have been rescued. There were a few people that refused to be rescued after we called for a helicopter. So right now we're focusing on some of the hunters that were stuck on higher ground.
More rain is predicted for the area tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1936. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1936. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1936. That's 1-800-771-1936.
Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
All right, boys, help me out here. Woo! My candidate is coming elected. The best chance of getting elected. Married 20 years. Never cheated. My candidate cannot be defeated. With your help, she's gonna win. I'll vote for Hillary, Hillary, Hillary Clinton. She's got the guts to stand by her man. And she can't do it, no one can. She's blonde and a lawyer too. Just think of all the laws she'll push through. Yeah, with your help, she'll win. I'll vote for Hillary, Hillary, Hillary Clinton. Her mate's adulterous, that's true. But he ain't the nothing that Bush didn't try on you. The other candidates look so fine on TV. Not half as fine as Hillary, yeah. Vote early, vote often. Hillary, Hillary, give me one drill. Political wives of history who outshine their husbands just like Hillary. Imelda, Cleopatra, and Eva Peron, but next to Hillary Clinton, they're all outshone. Yeah, with your help, she'll win. Hillary,
hey, Hillary, Hillary Clinton.
H-I-L-L-A-R-Y.
Hillary, Hillary, she's our guy.
The great state of Arkansas looks like she got off the set of L.A. Law. And that's totally cool by me. Yeah, vote for Hillary.
Hillary. Hillary.
All right, Drew, give me another one.
We get to do that one more time, right? H-I-L-L-A-R-Y. Hillary, Hillary, she's our guy.
From the great state
of Arkansas.
Looks like she got off the set of L.A. Law.
We
finished. That's cool by me. I vote for Hillary,
Hillary, Hillary Clinton. That's, well, I would say my friend, but I never see him. Latch, L-A-C-H, Google him. And it's a hidden song on which album? Kids Fly Free, I think. The Hillary song from 6 years ago. HILLARY1. Oh, my God. I can't get over this Rumsfeld thing. I really can't. Loyal Bush allies, says a headline on Raw Story. Rumsfeld screwed the president. But, you know, we pee during the break. Well, not everybody, but, you know, when you're a 64-year-old woman, you pee. Some people go and get a drink. I pee. So I didn't get to read this. But this thing of Rumsfeld resigning, and that he said he knew. Is there any audio of this up yet? Did anybody... This may be too fast for them, crooks and liars. Where Bush, the caller was right, because I'm reading this, where it says, here, Garrett, crooksandliars.com. They apparently have the video of Bush admitting he lied to the press last week. He met with this new guy on Sunday. So they all kind of were keeping this, under their hats. Under their hats. Do it, download it, or like we can just play it. Wow. Bush apparently said all the races were very close. Wow, you know, this is true. I'll tell you who screwed who. Bush screwed the Republicans. This is just coming to me, reading this thing on Crooks and Liars. Bush knew last week that Rumsfeld was resigning, okay? Now, we don't know yet whether Rumsfeld was resigning no matter who won the election, or if Rumsfeld was only going to resign if the Democrats won. But John Amato, who runs Crooks and Lawyers, says, think of this, if Bush had replaced Rumsfeld before yesterday, there could be a different outcome. So maybe it's Bush who screwed the Republicans. Do you think, I bet some of those races would have gone the other way, don't you? That if he had gotten rid of Rumsfeld before the election, right, probably more Republicans would have won. Because Bush has never shown any loyalty to the Republican Party, has he, that I ever noticed? So this is very interesting. All right, we have it now? Oh, fabulous.
Can I just start by asking you to clarify, sir, if in your meeting with Steve and Terry and Dick, did you know at that point
that
you would be making a change on Secretary Rumsfeld?
No, I did not. And the reason I didn't know is because I hadn't visited with his replacement, a potential replacement.
But you knew he would be leaving, just not who would replace him?
No, I didn't know that at the time.
Okay. May I ask you about Nancy Pelosi?
The other thing I did know as well is that that kind of question, a wise question by a seasoned reporter, is the kind of thing that causes... one to either inject major military decisions at the end of a campaign or not. And I had made the decision that I wasn't going to be talking about, you know, hypothetical troop levels or changes in command structure coming down the stretch. And I'll tell you why I made that decision. I made that decision because I think it sends a bad signal to our troops that they think the commander-in-chief is constantly adjusting tactics and decisions based upon politics. And I think it's important in a time of war that to the extent possible, we leave top politics out of the major decisions being made. It was the right decision to make, by the way. And secondly, I hadn't visited with Bob Gates. I told you I visited with him last Sunday in Crawford. You can't replace somebody until you know you got somebody to replace him with. And finally, I hadn't had my last conversation with Secretary Rumsfeld, which I had yesterday.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask you, Nancy...
What? Does anybody understand? What was he saying? Did that make it? Was that me? Or is, oh, no, excuse me. When you don't understand what Bush is saying, it's Bush. All right. So basically, I think what happened is he probably had his last conversation with Rumsfeld yesterday when he said, "You schmuck! Do you know what it's going to look like that you're leaving? Only if the Republicans lose." I bet Rumsfeld probably went to him. This has to be what happened. And said, "If the Democrats win, I'm leaving." Right? And Bush tried to talk him out of it. And then Rumsfeld said, "You can't talk me out of it. You better get a replacement ready." Right? And then yesterday, and Bush talked to Gates. But yesterday, Bush had that one last conversation with Rumsfeld, and he probably got down on his hands. See, he's making it look like he decided to replace Rumsfeld. Because he has to pretend he's in charge. He has to pretend, what is he? He's the decider. But he's not the decider. He's never been the decider. So that's why, like, what he's saying doesn't make any sense, because he's lying again. You know, he didn't decide this. Rumsfeld decided this. That it's just so obvious. Oh, how stupid do they think we are? Oh, well, we already know how stupid. Isn't that amazing? Isn't, by the way, I find this, I don't like this either. CNN had, like some big to-do in Washington last night for the bloggers. What about for the talk show hosts? For the bloggers. Because this poor guy that runs Crooks and Lawyers, he has some disease and he can't fly, but he flew. Rush Limbaugh, "I feel liberated. I no longer have to carry water for people who don't deserve it." I guess he means Rumsfeld. Rush did kind of take that tack today. He does kind of, he did kind of take that tack. You know, that Bush, that none of these people were real conservatives, and this isn't, you know, they're all turning on Bush now. You see, they are all gonna turn on Bush now. That's what's going to happen. Even these people that have been kissing Bush's ass all these years. What's going on? Somebody can't possibly want to come in here because Jim Brewer is doing his big remote from around the corner today. I bet they're all going to turn on Bush. That's amazing. Oh, God, they need their little Yamaha keyboard. Okay, they need their little Yamaha keyboard. Oh, somebody's going to explain to me about health insurance and gay marriage. Lori.
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we better conduct this only in English.
Yeah. I just think it's funny how people like your last caller always say things they don't really know anything about. I work for one of the largest, I work for a very large international corporation. We have benefits if you have a domestic partner, or, you know, whether it's a gay partner or whether it's not a gay partner, you can get health insurance for your partner.
You know something, that guy was not worth, I was thinking about talking about domestic partners, but he already was not getting much of what was being said.
It just seems like a lot of people just come up with whatever they want to say and think it's truth, and then they go around telling other people the same thing, and the sad thing is people believe it.
Well, and they also, first of all, they act like there are hundreds of millions of gay people that would be getting married. I mean, the whole thing is, how many gay people would get married? First of all, how many gay people are there? Right?
Right.
And then out of all those gay people, how many of them want to get married?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, it's not hundreds of billions of people you're talking about. I think
it must have if they have health insurance already, if they're employed, if they're single. I mean, if you have two gay people who both have jobs and they're both working citizens, they're both getting health care already anyway.
Well, fewer and fewer people altogether have health care.
Right.
But you know what I think the implication is? I think the implication, what he was trying to say, is that they try to say it's like every gay guy has AIDS.
Right.
I think that's, you know, he didn't want to say it because it would have sounded even too mean for him. But I think that's what he was thinking. And I also love this thing about two gay people can say they're living together and they can just, you know, like be lying and get people, these right-wing people only see the worst in everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure that somewhere in domestic partnerships, I'm sure that there are people who just hook up with somebody and claim they're domestic partners when they're not. I mean, that's human nature. But they only see that. You know, like that 1 or 2% that would do that.
Right.
Instead of all the people who just, you know, deserve to have their partners get health care. And, you know, the gay people, I don't understand why they can't get married. Nobody has ever been able to explain that to me.
Right. I agree. Absolutely.
So I'm glad you have domestic partnership benefits.
Yeah. The.
Oh, and you have a kid, too.
Oh, yeah, I have 5.
You what?
Yeah, I have 5. I'm one of those, you know, Democratic moms with lots of kids that don't exist, because all of us are...
You have 5? What are their age range?
19 to 3.
Jesus. I can't... That is... I'll tell you something, because I have never wanted children. People, normal people like you, are such a mystery to me. I don't know how anybody could stand having children around them.
Well, 2 of them aren't at home anymore. They're in college, but...
Yeah, but I mean, my God, 1 would drive me to a mental institution. And you sound so cheerful.
Oh, I am cheerful today. Look at the news.
I know. Isn't it great? Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Absolutely.
Just
Thank
speak
you.
English. You're in Arizona. Bye.
Yes, absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
See, I don't understand it. I'm sorry. It's just beyond me. It really is. Brad in Indiana.
Is this for me?
Yeah, well, are you Brad, and are you in Indiana?
Yeah. Lynn, thanks for taking the call. I'm an elected official in Indiana, and I'm a Democrat.
And you're alive.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story about South Dakota where the dead lady got elected?
Yeah, that was very interesting. It happens sometimes. Thank God it doesn't happen very often. But I'm very interested to know that now the shoe appears to be on the other foot with the Republicans at the Senate, what they will think of the nuclear option and with regard to filibusters, now that they will be the party that will probably be interested in using the filibuster.
Gee, let me scratch my head and think about it. I bet somehow the nuclear option filibuster is suddenly going to become just an everyday occurrence.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, of course, because the rules are different for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. Oh, everything is... Look, believe me, there are going to be tactics that the minority party can use in Congress that... we have probably never seen, because only the evil Republicans will ever think of them.
Well, the Republicans are going to find that the use of the filibuster is one of the most democratically powerful tools available to a minority power.
Well, yes, because you know when the last time they had all these filibusters?
Yeah.
With the last time that the Democrats controlled the House. They were always having filibusters.
Exactly. And they're going to find out how valuable a tool it is, and they probably will think twice about using that in the future if they ever do regain the majority in the Senate.
Oh, no, they won't. They'll never think twice.
Oh, I hope not.
You know, they won't, because if they ever get the majority back, they'll do the same thing. Because it's like eternal sunshine eternal sunshine of the whatever minds.
Spotless mind.
They just wipe their minds clean of everything that came before. They literally are like that. They'll never remember. They just start, or like Groundhog Day. Every day just starts brand new.
Well, I know a lot of good Republicans, and there were, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look, I'm a Democrat, but there are a lot of good Republicans that lost their seats in the House of Representatives because of that buffoon we have in the White House.
Well, you know, something that people have been pointing out, that it is the moderate Republicans who were hurt the most. The nut jobs mostly kept their seats.
Yeah.
And it's, I could not believe that they threw Lincoln Chafee out. I really couldn't, because he's like the Joe Lieberman of Republicans. The guy is practically a Democrat.
Well,
Lincoln Chafee.
I think it just proves what effect our president was having on Republicans, no matter what their real politics.
I know, and Republicans that were in perfectly safe seats that in the summer that were 15, 20 points ahead, and they lost.
Yep.
It's amazing, because people are just fed up.
It would be interesting also to find out if the Republicans will be against the voting machines now that they've lost an election.
Well, yeah, but you know, they're using that against us, and quite rightly. You know, I mean, Rush Limbaugh did say today, he's saying, oh, you don't hear the Democrats complaining about the voting machines today. And you really have to hand it to them, you know, because you don't.
Yeah, we don't. You don't.
You know, so, I mean, sometimes they're right, you know, because if we had lost, we would have been yelling about the voting machines.
But we still don't know, have any ability to recount, other than those little electronic little...
No, these machines, but the thing is, I think enough Republicans lost, they noticed. Now, this was a rumor on the internet. I have no idea whether this is true or not, but on one of the left-wing blogs, somebody claimed that they live in the same neighborhood as Ken Mellman.
Mm-hmm.
And they were online voting right behind him, and that they had an option to vote either with a paper ballot or on an electronic machine, that everybody was told, do you want to vote on the machine or we can give you a paper ballot? And that Ken Mellman, the head of the Republican National Committee, took a paper ballot.
That's interesting.
I mean, I don't know if it's true. I can't verify. They also claim Bob Novak took a paper ballot.
Well, I would have if I had...
Oh, I would, too.
But in Indiana, we weren't given that choice.
But they supposedly, you know, love these machines. All right, thanks, darling.
No, thank you.
I got to take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Radio may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floormate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1707.
Stocking hat?
Check.
Ice scraper?
Check.
Goodyear tires with triple tread technology?
Huh?
Are you prepared for winter driving? If not, get any weather traction from Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. Now on sale. Plus, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card when you buy four select Goodyear tires, including triple treads, or double it to $80 when you use a Goodyear credit card. Be prepared this winter and save big on all Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. These offers end December 2nd, 2006. Offer subject to credit approval. See your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details.
Alex Bennett. Iraq is a mess. There's a big new Brzezinski, President Carter's national security advisor, says the Iraq war was doomed from the start. The U.S. has destroyed the country in the name of democracy. Former Secretary of State Alexander Haig, the Bush administration was wrong to try and achieve a democracy in Iraq, which has no background and no experience.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I don't think that was a Kennedy. Did anybody know, by the way, that Teddy Kennedy's seat was up? You know, but it was like in New York, you know, what, was Ted Kennedy going to win re-election, you know, by 85 or 90%? Next shoe to fall looks, John Bolton is out. Oh my God. Oh, I know why. I just got, I guess this is an inside tip. John Bolton is probably out. But that's because he has never been confirmed by the Senate. You know, John Bolton. Boy, these rats, sure. I don't know, did Democrats do this? I can't remember. Because what are we seeing now? We're seeing these rats deserting this sinking ship. They don't even have... I'm squeaking. I really am. I can... Every now and then, I can tell when my voice is, like, just going, higher and bitch! But aren't you supposed to have some loyalty? Aren't you supposed to... I'm a very loyal person. I really am. You know, sometimes people think I'm not, but that's because, you know, they think that I like them or something when I don't really. But if I have a friend or something, I really stick by people. You know, and you don't just leave people because they're failing. But, Jesus. I mean, I can see the reason they would get rid of Bolton. Bolton was a recess appointment because he was never going to be confirmed by the Senate, right? Now, what was happening is that he didn't behave like such a nut as everybody thought. And people were thinking that like, Bush would have to renominate him or something, and that he actually would be able to be confirmed because, you know, we all imagined he was going to be, you know, like running naked through the halls of the UN, you know, yelling obscenities. And he hasn't been so horrible. Now, my thought is he was behaving himself, and the minute they confirmed him, he would start being a nut. But whatever. So, I don't know. What are they thinking now? That he couldn't possibly be confirmed now by the Senate? I don't even think that's true. I think he could be confirmed. You know, there are enough little pishy Democrats that aren't really Democrats. Let's remember something, folks. One of the things, and Rush pointed this out, but I was thinking of this last night, one of the things the Democrats did to win is they put up candidates that are not such big Democrats. You know, Bob Casey, the new senator from Pennsylvania, is he's pro-life, he is against abortion, and he is against gun control. And that's the Democrat who won. Now, it's very nice to be rid of Rick Santorum, but Bob Casey is not a liberal. He's not some liberal. And there's a lot of these Democrats, you know, Webb, very nice if he wins and we get the Senate. But Webb, up until, what, 20 minutes before he ran as a Democrat, he was a Republican. He was a Republican. Gee, I wonder who's next to go, if John Bolton's going to go. Why doesn't Bush just resign? Rocco.
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon.
You know, I was having a static day ever since I woke up this morning, put the news on, looked at all those, like, talking heads, the long faces, like they wanted to cry because their best friend just died. And then you had to mention Melman's name. Oh. That guy is so disturbing to me. He needs to do something with that mouth, like Beverly Hills 90210 plastic surgeon. But what I wanted to ask you, do you think we've seen the last of Ann Coulter?
No, we'll never see the last of her.
Ugh.
She's going to come out like all the conservatives, like Rush did, and say basically that they lost because they're not conservative enough.
I can't stand her.
And she's a self-promoter, you know. I mean, the woman makes a lot of money promoting herself, and, you know, Sean loves her. We'll never see the end of her. Unless, you know, some Botox goes so bad and it, you know, just goes into her brain and she keels over.
Is she connected with any kind of man or a woman? I mean, does she have any kind of, like, sexuality at all, or is she just...
God, I hope not. I hope not for the sake of whoever the other person would be. She supposedly is dating men all the time.
They must stay in the dark.
I would think so. There are people who think she's so attractive. I think, first of all, she looks like a man because she has an Adam's apple. I wonder if she tried to vote yesterday. And if she did, under which phony address?
She might be serving time with some of them other fellas.
Oh, wouldn't that be fabulous? Oh, that'd I would just great. Love to see her, you know, like in the with the whips and the chains with girls in prison.
I think orange would clash with her blonde hair.
Well, she can always dye her hair another color.
Or cut it off, go bald.
Yeah, they get a little spike thing going. You know, she could always be the Butch.
Yeah, she looks more like the lipstick lesbian type.
Oh, God, I have a friend, my friend Steve Milesburg, who fills in a lot, he's a talk show host. He just loves that phrase, lipstick lesbian. Okay, thanks, honey.
Bye.
But we'll never see the end of Ann Coulter, much as I've seen the end of her, because if she appears on my TV, I shut it off. Am I supposed to watch Hannity and Combs tonight? I don't want to miss Criminal Minds. Tracy in Maryland.
Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Hey, I don't know. It's a kind of a good day.
It's a great day. I'm dancing in the streets of Maryland, you know, but whatever. But we, here, I live in the inner suburb right out of D.C., and so we're watching. The thing about Maryland is good is that, you know, we had a Republican governor who, Maryland's basically a Democratic state, but he lost. He lost last night, and it was just one term. And Michael Steele lost, which the Republicans had put all their, you know, eggs in that.
They put all their eggs in, except none of his ads even said he was a Republican.
Exactly. And they thought, and he did make some inroads into the black vote. You know, I'm black, but I didn't vote for him. And a lot of black people in Maryland didn't take the bait. They were like, we're sending Bush a message. But the thing
is... well, it's like very disingenuous, and it's like really insulting to the black voters. Well, if we just stick this black guy up here, and he never mentions he's a Republican, we're going to get all the black people to vote for him.
Exactly. And it didn't work, and the Republican governor is out, although I don't think the two of them, I don't think Ehrlich or Steele have actually conceded yet. But I want to tell everyone, Webb's going to win that in Virginia. You know, I think he's going to win that because the balance of power has kind of shifted to Northern Virginia, you know, which is...
That's
like
what some people
suburb.
Were saying on TV last night, although Harry Reid said that, and then Ken Melman said, oh, no, the uncounted votes are from Southern Virginia.
Yeah, well, Southern Virginia is like...
The
South. But
and Northern Virginia is like Washington, D.C.
Exactly. And those, you know, it's huge. And then you have to count Richmond, which is pretty much Democratic. So Webb's going to be fine. So I think we have the Senate. But the other thing I just wanted to tell you is that I totally agree with you about how the whole Rumsfeld thing went down. There's no way. Bush is too stupid and stubborn to... have asked, you know, he didn't ask him to resign. Rumsfeld told him he was going if the Democrats won.
Yeah, I mean, it just, that's the thing that sounds logical.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to hang up, but can you tell me what Russ, I'll hang up, but tell us what Russ said, what was his take and everything, and you guys have a...
Russ was trying not to get upset, and he's very optimistic.
Great.
And, I actually agree with a lot of what he said. You know, he said, like, any little thing that goes wrong, gas prices go up.
Yeah.
And we're to blame now. Yeah, you know, true. With the power comes the responsibility.
That's true. Now, I want to ask one last question. You voted for Janine? Come on.
Yeah, I did.
Come on.
I think Andrew Cuomo is a thug to begin with.
Okay.
He has never, what is he, he's like Bush.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo only exists because his father was Mario Cuomo.
Yeah.
Jeanine Pirro, whatever her problems, you know,
he
with that.
Problems, yeah.
But it's not her problem, it's her husband.
Right.
And the woman was the district attorney of Westchester County for 12 years.
Yeah,
she's at least done something.
I hear you.
You know, she needs to stop looking like a mafia princess, but...
I love Jenny, because they're going to make... See, you're a big CSI person. I'm a big Law and Order person, and I guarantee you Dick Wolf is going to have... There's going to be an episode on one of these Law and Orders about the Jeanine Pirro.
Well, my God, did you see the Mel Gibson one Friday night?
Where
they said on national network TV, Sugar Tits.
Yes.
Twice.
Yes. It was great. Love Dick Wolf. Love
why they picked Chevy Chase is beyond me. He is, like, not such a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
But I'm going, I can't believe they're yelling sugar tits.
I know. They're on it.
They are. Okay.
Keep it up, Lynn. Take care.
Thank you. You too. I couldn't believe that they had Chevy Chase play the Mel Gibson guy, except, I mean, it was worse, because it turned out he had really killed somebody and then tried to blame his teenage son. That seemed to be the motif on TV this week. There was another show where they had a father trying to get his son to, like, get the death penalty or something, you know, because the father didn't want to admit it. But, so they it's ripped from the headlines. So they literally have Chevy Chase looks at the female policeman and says, hey, sugar tits. And I'm saying, they can't say that on television. You can't say tits. And then they said it again, where somebody said, he called her sugar tits. And I'm saying, and you just my God. And the Democrats hadn't even won. You see, the San Francisco values are taking over. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Go to My PC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
Matt, Minnesota.
Lynn?
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
First-time listener, and I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the jackass that called in at the end of the first hour. The fact of the gay marriages it looks to me as he's got his head up so far up his ass, he doesn't see what's going on in the world.
Do you have, like, a point? I really, you never listened before, but it's such a waste of time to just insult some other caller. You know, what is the point? Say what you want to say.
My point is, I was raised, people should respect no matter what. I just wanted to say he should have an open mind to other things.
Yes. I don't understand. No, I really, this thing about people hating the idea of gay marriage, it is beyond me. I just don't understand it. How does it bother anybody?
I agree with you 100%. If somebody's happy, then let them be happy.
Well, they claim it undermines marriage, you know, two-thirds of which end in divorce, you know, so I don't even know what any of this means.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I've gone through divorce once already. The other thing was the 9/11. If he would have seen the movie Fahrenheit 9/11, he would have known what was going on.
Yes, everybody should see that, and you should download Loose Change. Thank you, dear. Smiley in West Palm, how you doing? You smiling today?
Yeah, it's very sunny, and I'm going to go to Disney World later.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I'm going to celebrate. Go see the government mule. But I have some more good news.
You get cheap admission into that, don't you? Because
I'm
in Florida.
Citizen, but I'm just going to go to the nightclub. I'm not
going
to go to
the park. Okay.
But I have some wonderful news. I drink with these fellows at the American Legion, and they're the most pro-Iraq people you've ever heard. I don't even bring it up to them, you know. It's always seems like a lost cause to even discuss it, but I heard them talking last night. And they said as soon as Saddam swings, they're gonna switch sides, and they're gonna want complete withdrawal. You know, and I
wow.
That might be a trend, and I hope the swinging of Saddam, you know, does swing people that that we can withdraw with dignity in their minds, and they could finally come over to our side, because, you know, it's a ray of hope, because I never thought that they would ever want.
Yeah. Well, look at what happened last night. You know, things are going on that we never dreamed of.
So I'm very, very happy, and Florida loves you. I can't wait till you do a remote down here.
Oh, please, I want to move there.
I'm going to get the Seminole Casino to sponsor a remote for you, okay?
Yeah, that's right. You have all these Indian casinos now. I really could live in Florida.
Sure you could.
I know, but I can't. You know, I figured out once, do you know why people get married? People get married, number one, so that you have somebody who can change your shower head. Which I'm going to have to, you know, like, get the handyman to do. And the other reason is, like, if you want to move so that you have somebody, you could say, would you go down and find us a condo? That's why people get married.
Yeah. The
because, like, if I want to move, I don't have the time to, like, do everything.
Yeah, I'll look for a condo for you, Lynn.
Well, no, I don't know you. I don't know if you'd pick out the perfect place. But
yeah.
I really think that's the only advantage to marriage, is to have somebody to do all those little chores. And I'm sure to men it's, you know, to have somebody iron a shirt every now and then.
Well, I'm pretty useless. I installed a shower head, and I snapped the whole thing off.
See, that's so, what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid even that if I get my super, who would have a wrench, because all I have is a little pliers, that he's going to snap the whole goddamn thing off. And that he's going to stand with his dirty shoes in my bathtub. Oh, see, so I don't trust you now that you broke it off. But that's so funny because I keep saying, I'm afraid to have somebody come in here because if he starts to take this off and he breaks the whole pipe, then where am I? Then I have no shower.
You know, actually, though, with no head and just the straight pipe, I'm getting the best pressure. So it worked out for me.
Oh, yeah, because you broke off the little water pressure thing.
Well, the old shower head was squirting all over the ceiling. So it worked out for me, messing it up.
Oh, all right. Well, but it's not aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, watch out for that trend, Lynn.
Okay.
I think it's going to come.
Okay, thanks,
bye.
Hon. Bye. All right. That is so weird. Just sometimes when I think, like, I'm so stupid and so neurotic, that I'm saying, like, why couldn't a person, like a handyman or a super, with a wrench, just unscrew the shower head, right? And I keep thinking, oh, God, he's going to, like, break that pipe right off. And then this guy says he did that, although he's not a handyman. And then I'm like, oh, God, he'll come into my bathroom with his filthy boots. And I'm very careful, you know, that if I stand on the edge of the bathtub or something, that I'm not wearing shoes. And I'm saying, oh, God, if Noel comes in, he'll be wearing his boots. And he'll probably step in my bathtub, you know. And you can never say, don't stand in my bathtub with your boots. So I have a feeling my new shower head is just going to sit around forever. And it'll never get installed. Because maybe I should buy a wrench. But I think my old shower head, you know how when something's been on for so long, you know, and it gets harder and harder to take it off. And it's probably, who knows, maybe it's rusted. Maybe nobody, maybe even my handyman couldn't get it off. This is what I think about. You think I think about these elections? I think about, why did I pay $35 for a shower head when I knew I was never going to be able to change it? Tom in Redding, California.
Hi, Lynn.
What's up?
There's nothing dirty about sugar kit. It's a pacifier.
Isn't that spelled T-E-A-T?
Yeah. Which was used if people traveled from the East Coast to the West Coast and covered wagons. They take a piece of cloth, put some sugar in, and it shut up the mammy.
Yeah, but when you're being arrested and you look at a lady policeman and call her sugar tits, I don't think you're thinking about a piece of sugar in a covered wagon.
Hey, I call my wife that all the time.
Well, yes, but I still don't think they're supposed to say it on TV.
And all it is, like you said, is a pacifier.
Okay. Well, I guess it would have pacified Chevy Chase's character. Thanks, hon. Your phone is so terrible. All right. We better take the break, and then I'll try to get through the rest of yours. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Hey, I'm Victoria from Go to Bed with Cosmo Radio. Your 20s. It's the most turbulent time of your life. It's like, watch out world, here I am. Then you ask yourself, but who am I? Get out of school, get a job, get a home, get a hubby, get a bank account, get out of debt. It's an adventure. You're not alone. Join Cosmo Radio this week for a week-long presentation of Cosmo's Guide to Life in Your 20s. Go to Bed with Cosmo weeknights starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, Sirius 111. It's a Cosmo Girl's survival guide to go getting it all gracefully in your 20s.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID. And bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, God. See, the right wing, first of all, I'm being flashed what Rush is saying. Rush is saying that when Bush leaves office, he wants to leave with a 60% approval rating, and he'll do anything to get there. This is Rush's theory. And then I'm being told that this was not such a big victory. That Clinton lost more seats during his term than Bush did, and historically all the see, this is their spin. I'm getting their spin right from, I'm not going to tell you who, but from the horse's mouth, that all the races were very close, and that we didn't get that many seats. Now, in 1994, there were 54 seats. My answer to this spin is that in 1994, nobody was fixing all the voting machines. So it's amazing we got our 28 seats. All right, so this is what they're saying. We won. The Democrats won, but then we didn't really win. Because we didn't win enough seats, and we didn't win the particular seats we won by enough. Ah, sour grapes, sour grapes, sour grapes. George and Telluride.
Make that Telluride.
Telluride. Yes, actually, that's... you're right.
Yeah, Lynn, I do a lot of driving up here. Jobs are a little scattered apart. And I listen to Sirius Radio and you, and I really enjoy you and laugh a lot. And the other day I was listening to your spiel on illegal immigration, and I had to chuckle because it sounds to me like you're against a law of nature, you know?
Nature? I love nature. Nature can go where it wants.
Yeah, and see, to me, illegal immigration is a law of nature. You know, it's kind of like gravity. I mean, you can't be against it because it's going to happen, you know. And, you know, like Newton's laws of physics, you know, you got the object at rest, remains
at rest. Well, how many illegals would you like in the country? How many are going to come in?
Well, I'm just saying it's going to happen, you know. Like
I know, but you try to minimize it.
Exactly. You try to minimize
by
it.
By shooting them all dead as they come across the border.
These folks are poor. And
I don't give a shit. It's not my problem.
Well, it is your problem.
No.
They're going to come through.
Not
no
if we shoot them.
What we do, we have to, in my opinion, we have to somehow control the situation
yes.
as much as we can so that it works for this country.
Well, it's not. Look, they're already between 12 and 20 million illegal people
right.
in this country. Well, that's not acceptable.
Well, I agree, but we I don't necessarily have the answer.
Oh,
but it
all
seems
right.
to me,
okay. Call me again, dear, because I have a couple of other people I want to get to, and you don't seem to have a point. Henry in Queens.
Good afternoon, Lynn. You're having a problem with your shower head. Now, Henry is also a great person that can give head.
Yeah.
And so I figured I'd come over and give you the shower
okay.
head.
Okay, thank you very much, Henry. Oh, my God. Dave in California.
Hi, Lynn. I got a real solution to your problem.
What problem? Oh, you're all into
the shower head.
Get stronger. I need I need a wrench and a stronger arm.
No. You need a strap wrench. Okay, don't use pipe wrench. Don't use a crescent wrench. Go down to Home Depot or wherever and get a strap wrench.
What is it? That sounds like some S&M device.
No. What it is it's a rubber strap that runs through a clamp. You wrap that strap around the pipe, and then you twist on the pipe. Okay, and it's the gentlest way to remove something off of, like a plastic pipe, or if you've got something plastic threaded onto a pipe, onto a metal pipe, you use the strap wrench on the plastic and just hold the other pipe with whatever you got. And, the strap wrench will very gently, turn that off. It's very easy to do. And when you get the shower head.
Garrett is shaking his head yes.
And when you get the shower head off, make sure you clean the threads real good, put some Teflon tape on the threads, screw the new shower head back on, use the strap wrench to tighten it back down. You don't need to crank it, you just need to get it snug so that it doesn't blow water all over the place, and that's all you need to do.
Well, that sounds more complicated.
No. Basically, you're using this wrench to unscrew the old head.
Yeah, but I mean, you know something? That old shower head, if it's been there for like, I don't know, 15 years, I'm never going to be able to unscrew it.
Yes, you will. They aren't that hard to do. especially if you've got a plastic shower head.
I don't think it's plastic. I think it's metal, isn't it?
Well, you have to find out. Now, if it's metal and it's corroded on there, yeah, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, but it's metal. I mean, the shower head itself is plastic, but the thing you screw in is metal.
No, if the shower head is plastic, then the part that goes on to the outside.
Believe me. Okay, wait, I have somebody else with advice. Thank you. I'm rushing because the show is over. All right, whoever you are, Don in Illinois.
Hi there. The easiest thing to do, I'm a plumber, take a large plastic bag, like a baggie, load it up with vinegar, and tape it over the nozzle, leave it overnight, and you'll be able to loosen that thing up with your hands.
Thank you. See, that sounds to me, there are some things that just, that sounds so simple.
That's it. All it is the calcium in there is hardened and you can't get to the threads.
Oh.
Then when you replace it, put some Teflon tape on there, you'll never have a problem again.
All right, put the Teflon tape where? The other guy just said that too. Put
when
it on the inside of the...
Yeah, on the threads. When you take, when you put the new head on before you screw the new head on, little Teflon tape on the threads of the piece coming out of the wall, and you'll never have that problem again.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I like vinegar in a plastic bag.
That
sounds
overnight.
Like... Thank you. That sounds so much simpler to me than strap wrenches, which sounds so S&M. All right, we're all alive and it stops raining. I'll be here tomorrow. Lynn,
dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hours after Democrats gain control of the House and at least a share of power in the Senate, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is out. President Bush expressing his respect for Rumsfeld in a news conference earlier today.
Now, Rumsfeld's a patriot who served our country with honor and distinction. He's a trusted advisor and a friend, and I'm deeply grateful to his service to our country.
Former CIA Director Robert Gates, named by Bush to replace Rumsfeld, will be with the President and Rumsfeld at the White House later this hour. Bush also talked about the big gains made by Democrats in the election.
If you look at race by race, it was close. The cumulative effect, however, was not too close. It was a thumping.
Power in the House shifts to the Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi, the California congresswoman, is poised to become the first woman Speaker of the House. She says the voters in this country were looking for a change.
They chose a Democratic majority to address the concerns of America's working families and, of course, to address the concern that the American people have about the war in Iraq.
Outgoing House Speaker Dennis Hastert has told fellow Republicans he will not run for minority leader when the Democrats take over in January. That decision clears the way for a possible fight over the job. Democrats have at least a share of power in the Senate. Montana Republican Senator Conrad Burns loses his job to Democrat John Tester, giving the party control over 50 seats. The Virginia Senate race between Democrat Jim Webb and incumbent Republican George Allen remains in flux. Webb holds an 8,600 vote edge over Allen in a race that's likely to spark a recount. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer wants Allen to bow out.
Do the right and gentlemanly thing to do and just declare Jim Webb the winner now.
Canvassing is being done and throughout polling areas in Virginia today, and any recount won't be until after the election is certified on November 27th. This is AP Radio News. A tough time for lawyers on both sides of a controversial law that bans late-term abortions called partial birth abortions. The AP's Sandy Kozel reports a number of Supreme Court justices didn't pull their punches in today's oral arguments.
It was an intense morning of arguments in which lawyers for the Bush administration and supporters of abortion rights gave starkly contrasting views. A law passed by Congress labels it a gruesome and inhumane practice. Supporters argue that such abortions in the second trimester of pregnancy sometimes are the safest for women.
Life in prison, convicted sniper Lee Boyd Malvo for 6 murders in Maryland. The shootings were part of a three-week string of attacks that terrorized the Washington region in 2002. A couple of billionaires make a bid to buy the Tribune Company. Businessman Eli Broad and supermarket magnate Ron Burkle have teamed up for the offer. The details of the bid for the company that owns the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Cubs are not known. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 1-800-859-1012.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-859-1012. 800-859-1012.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711.
I'm Dr. Christian Northrup. I wrote Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom to help women of all ages take control of their medical options. From questions on PMS, fertility, and pregnancy, to the best treatments for osteoporosis, breast health, or hormone replacement, I've updated Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom with the best information available for your health.
Every woman should own a copy of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, now revised and available from Bantam, wherever paperbacks are sold. Results not typical.
I'm Dan Marino, and I lost 22 pounds on Nutrisys. After playing football, it was hard to stay in shape. So when I wanted to lose a few pounds, I went on Nutrisys.
Nutrisys for Men is the ultimate weight loss program that lets you eat great and lose weight.
If you want to look better and feel better, then call Nutrisys.
Call Nutrisys today at 1-866-651-THIN to lose weight and feel great.
With Nutrisys, you can eat like a man and lose weight. Real food for real men. So now you can eat burgers, pasta, chips, and even chocolate.
With Nutrisystem, the food gets delivered right to your door. So call 1-866-651-THIN to join Dan's team. That's 1-866-651-THIN.
Hey, I'm at my playing weight now. Come on, join my team and get back in the game.
Call Nutrisystem today at 1-866-651-THIN and get back in the game with Dan Marino. Call now and we'll send you an extra 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches, 7 dinners, and 7 desserts. That's a full week of food free. So call 1-866-651-THIN now.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice.
Oh, it's so good to be number one.
Common sense rule.
It's so good to get the victory.
This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk.
Thank you.
And now, Ed Schultz.
I tell you what, I'm about as excited as a pastor in a massage parlor. I don't know if it gets any better than this, huh? Hello, American Scots. The news is moving fast. Tester in, rummy out. All of a sudden, they want to work with everybody. They just want to all get along. Hold the phone, hold the phone. Let's call in some markers here. Who won this election? Good to have you with us, folks, here on the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. 1-877-934-6833. Obviously, a very long day for a lot of Americans yesterday, but probably one of the most productive days in American history, in my opinion. Absolute power is now over. What the age of absolute power, which we have suffered from, and I don't know what other word we can use, we have suffered, our democracy has suffered. If you voted, you helped take back America. You helped restore democracy if you voted yesterday. And pat yourself on the back, and as I told you, don't ever give up. The theme song of the day is Weenie Whiner. We just made that up, Weenie Whiner. I mean, it is music to my ears to hear Ed Gillespie start whining about voting machines and possible irregularities in Virginia. This is too good. They're spiking the ball for us. Well, all we have to do is sit back and watch the news right now because we've done our job. This should be topic A for the Democrats. And I don't know what this lunch is going to be like tomorrow when Nancy Pelosi meets with President Bush. But I'll let you folks weigh in on this today as well. We got Ed, 1-877, we got Ed. I think the voting machines still the most important story out there. I mean, let's get this thing right now that we're all so anxious to work together. You know, the president almost made me throw up today. I watched his and listened to his press conference, and the mood has definitely changed. He mentioned No Child Left Behind 3 times. Just all of a sudden, the markers are being called in. Just exactly what have they done other than try to drive this neocon agenda on the American people? And it hasn't worked. If I'm a little slow today, folks, just be patient with me. It was a long day yesterday. We were on the air until midnight last night, and it all started at 5:30 yesterday morning. So it's I'm not going to be at the absolute top of my game, but I think we can party together, can't we? And I think some very profound observations have got to be made here. May I say that the United States of America, as far as the government is